The week after I finished school, I drove to Los Angeles to begin my career as a professional magician. I have never held another job. For years, I have traveled the country performing. Every crowd is different. Sometimes you have to charm them or cajole them. Sometimes you have to entice or fascinate. And sometimes you have to roll up your sleeves and fight, winning the room with a careful blend of intensity and goodwill, convincing the audience that you're either a genius or a madman, and that either way they should probably stop and listen. Tonight, my arrival on stage at college in Chicago was met with a mixture of applause and disdain, the audience meaning equal parts people who came to see a magic show and people who came to drink. One 6-foot, 250-pound bruiser with a crew cut started booing even before they finished my introduction. Now, I am standing on a table, his table, in the basement of the student union. "Listen," I say, scanning the room, "in a minute, you're going to see something impossible. Some of you are going to scream. Some of you are going to yell. This gentleman right here is going to soil himself." Crewcut is looking at me like he wants to fight, but I have him pinned to his seat with the gaze of 300 people who are finally paying attention. For the moment, he can only glower. I'm not doing this for the money. I'm not doing this for the glory. If I were, I sure wouldn't be here.